This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. If you know anything about poetry rooted in Michigan, you know about Jack Riddle. He's the author of the poetry collections Broken Symmetry, Practicing to Walk Like a Heron, and Losing Season, all of which have won national awards. His new collection, St. Peter and the Goldfinch, was just published by Wayne State University Press. Riddle tells the story of how he and his wife, writer and artist Julie Riddle, started the Visiting Writers Series at Hope College, where he taught for 37 years.
There's a charming, in a way, story about that. The department had a lot of students wanting to have a creative writing minor. And I kept voting against it. And the reason was I said, we can't do that until we set up some way for these wonderfully talented students to be discovered. You know, you're sending your resume out from little old Hope College to the Iowa Writers Workshop. Well, come on, you know, they've never heard of it. So setting up that writer series, I set it up so that we would bring prominent writers who were in teaching in MFA programs, and they would come here and they'd go, these students are remarkable. I mean, they're just remarkable. And so I voted yes for the creative writing minor, because exactly what you said. And the other thing is they would stay in our house, sleep in our daughter's bed, and I made a film called They're Just Like Us, because I would, back in those days it was video. Mm-hmm. So I would show that to my students. Here comes William Stafford down the stairs in his pajamas, you know. and that was so important for them to discover. These are people, and you can do what they do, you know, drop your awe and learn from them and have a life with them. And so by now there's 85 of them have MFAs, 90 some of them have published nationally. I take no credit except for doing the right thing for them, you know.
It's part of your legacy, Jack. It is.
Well, thank you. It's certainly one that I get teary about. I really feel, as I look back, that was the right move, and those students have, of course, they've stayed in touch. So that's another joy too, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. When did you first realize that poetry is a path you want to take? When I dug around a little bit, it seems at some point you wanted to be a baseball player, and you come from sports roots
in
Pennsylvania. And then at the point where you started college, there were some four majors in there.
Oh, yes. Oh, you saw that. Yeah.
Trying to find your path
That it sounds like a quite an intelligent person, when really what lies behind that is one confused kid searching for something.
Aren't we all when we're kids?
And what helped was to discover, wait a minute, I'm none of these. These all feed me. There was no creative writing back then. There was nothing. So there was no way to discover that's what I would really be. So there were the four majors, and coming out of the sports world, and it was a big time sports world. My dad was the coach at the University of Pittsburgh in basketball. And I started writing songs. I was going to kick Paul Simon right off the charts. And I was writing songs for the poet Lee Young Lee's sister. And then we were doing pretty well. And then she got married and came to rehearsal one day and said she's going to sing only for her children now. Well, that just sent the whole thing, you know, exploded. And I didn't want to go through all the music again. So I had the marvelously naive idea that since I wrote song lyrics, well, you just get a piece of paper and write a poem. I showed these poems to the poet Paul Zimmer in Pittsburgh, and he looked at five of them and he set them aside and he said, I'll be glad to help you. We're going to have to start over. And so I worked with him for 3 years, really learning it. But it was the transition naively from writing song lyrics to poems.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars.
You know, one of my personal favorite things is those readings you do on the dock there in Saugatuck with other poets.
Oh, isn't that where poetry ought to be?
It is.
Yeah. Everything about it. Tell me why you enjoy it.
Well, you know, the ambience, of course, adds something to it, but you always have this wonderful sense of humor. You're fun to listen to, Jack. It's not stuffy, you know. It's not this thing that a lot of people get intimidated by, poetry.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, and you take that away. There's nothing to be intimidated about. You sit there on the dock, you feel the breeze off the water, and listen to all these wonderful poets, and it's just a good time.
Oh, I'll tell Tony, because that's a lovely thing to hear. You know, the scarier part is I've always wanted to combine poetry with stand-up or comedy. And the scariest part of it is really the stand-up part, because if somebody, you don't know what happens if you read a poem, if it touches someone or not. But if you tell some silly story and they don't laugh, you know, you just bombed. So that's actually the scarier part. But I've always wanted to do that. I just see things, you know, funny. I grew up that way.
You know, that reminds me of, I talked to Lisa Lenzo. You're going to be reading with her in Michigan News Agency. And she talked a little bit about you and reading together with you and how much she's looking forward to it. And she mentioned something I didn't know. She says, oh, Jack has clowns in his family. And that's a part of that humor that you bring to your readings.
Oh, yeah, that's true. My mom was raised... She had a cousin who was like a brother, and that cousin Albert was a circus aficionado. And I'm a little kid, and I'm hanging out with Emmett Kelly and Lou Jacobs and the Willendes, and that completely got into my blood. That whole sense of I'm not interested in being an entertainer. I'm interested in helping somebody laugh, if that makes any sense. And I always looked at it that way. In fact, I'm incredibly shy. I don't want any attention. And yet you're kind of in this place where you're kind of stuck with, I want to give it as a gift. This is, people need a laugh. Goodness. And today they certainly do. That's lovely that Lisa remembered that.
Yeah.
My mother was quite the showbiz person, and so that was reinforced in me all along. Yeah, and cousin Albert with the circus. Yeah.
So, what can we expect at the Michigan News Agency reading that you'll be doing with Lisa? A good laugh?
I hope we laugh. I do have some things. I usually just get a feel of the audience and what play off that. But I think what we can expect are Lisa's stories that are wonderfully complex and yet readily accessible. You know, you're just hunker down and listen to those stories. And then for me, I'll probably read primarily from the Goldfinch book, and then make it a bit incongruous by having some reflective poems and then say some outrageous thing about Donald Trump or something. I don't know. We'll see what happens, right?
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with poet Jack Riddle. He'll read at Michigan News Agency in Kalamazoo on May 16th. Visit WMUK.org to hear Riddle read some of his poetry, along with more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.